Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we are continuing with the 8th chapter of Maseches Brachos with the 3rd and 4th Mishnayos. Mishnah Gimel says, Beishamai Omrim, Mekaneach Yadav B'mapa U'menicha Al HaShulchan. Beishamai say that after you wash your hands, you wipe them on a napkin, a towel, and then you place the towel on the table where you're eating. Beis Hillel Omrim Al HaKeses. Beis Hillel says that after you wash your hands, you take the towel and you place it on the cushion that you're sitting on, the futon or whatever you would call it that they sat on in those days for their meals. Let's see why this is in the Barton Uro. Mekaneach Yadav B'mapa. You first dry your hands on the napkin or the towel. Minatilas Mayim Rishonim. From the water that you wash your hands with before the meal. We're not talking Mayim Achronim here. We're talking when you wash for bread. Umenicha al hashulchan, and you should place it on the table. Umekaneach bayadav tamid mizuhumas hatavshil. And you should use it for the rest of the meal to wipe your hands when it gets dirty from food. V'lo yanichena al hakeses shehu yoshev ba. But you should not place it on the cushion that you're sitting upon. Gezeira shemiyeh hakeses rishon latuma. Because we're worried perhaps the cushion that you're sitting on might be a rishon latuma, might be a first degree of impurity. And what'll happen if it is? V'yeh mashke tovech b'mapa machmas niguv hayadayim. There'll be moisture on the towel from washing your hands. You dry your hands on the towel becomes wet. V'oso mashke kishenogea b'keses nase rishon. And when that moisture touches your chair, your stool, it will become a rishon latuma, because, as we said, del olam hamashkim nasin tchila. Liquid always becomes a rishon latuma. So here you've got a wet towel. If you were to place it on your cushion, then the moisture would become a rishon latuma. And what will happen if it does? V'chozer umatame es hayadayim. And then that can make your hands impure. Kishemekaneach batamed b'toch hasuda, when you use it to wipe your hands during the course of the meal. So the reason that they say put it on the table is so that you don't make the towel impure, which would then make your hands impure. Aval b'shulchan, lechel migzar hachi. There's no reason to have such a preventative measure when it comes to the table, they say. She'asol hishtamesh b'shulchan shehu sheni l'tumah. Because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you're not allowed to use a table that's a sheni l'tumah. So there's no danger of making the towel ritually impure, because if the table's impure, you're not allowed to use it anyway. What about Beis Hillel? Where do they differ? For Beis Hillel Savrei, Beis Hillel's of the opinion that mutar lehishtamish b'shulchan shehu sheni l'tuma. You are allowed to use a table that's a sheni l'tuma. That's a big difference. Hilkach lo yaniach b'mapa al hashulchan. So therefore, you should not put the towel, the wet towel, on the table. Shem yitamu hamashkim shebamapa, because the moisture on the towel might become impure. Machmas hashulchan, because the table could be impure. V'yachazru v'yitamu es ha'ochlim, and that could cause it to make the food impure. So if you put it on your chair, yeah, you might make your hands impure. But if you put it on the table, you might make the food impure. V'yim yanichena al hakeses in lochush, ki im shema yitamu yadav. If you put it on your chair, the only danger is that you'll make your hands impure. Mutav shiyitamu yadayim she'ein lahem ikar min ha-Torah. It's better to make your hands impure, which is not a Torah law. Ve'ein natilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. Because washing your hands before we eat bread, when we're not talking about truma, when we're just talking about the regular sandwiches and rolls and things that we eat, that's not from the Torah. That's midrabanan. So it's better to risk making your hands impure, which is only midrabanan, v'lo yitamu ochlin sheyesh lahem ikar min ha-Torah. Because if you make food impure, some food, it's a problem, midiraisa, it's a Torah law. The rishon osa sheni b'chulin min ha-Torah. Because a rishon latuma, a first degree of impurity, making a second degree of impurity from regular food, that's a Torah law. So the difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is whether or not you can use a second-degree tuma table, a second-degree of impurity table. So if you can, as Beis Hillel holds, then you run the risk of making your food impure and therefore putting the towel on your chair and risking making your hands impure is the less bad situation. Mishnah Dalid. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechabdin es habayis v'achar kach notlin liyadayim. You should sweep the house of the crumbs and afterwards wash my machronim. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, notlin liyadayim, first wash my machronim v'achar kach mechabdin es habayis, and then clear the food away from your meal. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechabdin es habayis, you should sweep the house. Makam she'ochlu sham, mechabdin oso, miyoshrei ochlim shenisparu olav. The place where you've eaten has to be cleansed of all the leftover food that's there. You got to take the food away. Barakakach, notlin leyadayim mayim achronim. And afterwards, then you wash mayim achronim. You wash to purify your hands, to cleanse your hands after the meal. Difa amim shahashamesh am haaretz. Because sometimes you have an ignorant waiter. Umaniach hapirpurim sheyesh behem kazayas. And he will leave behind food of an olive size or greater. V'yimata omer notlin leyadayim tchila. And if you would say that you should wash mayim achronim first, nimsa atamafsid es ha'ochlim, you'll find that you'll ruin, you'll just lose this food. Shemayim achronim nisazim aleihem unimasim, because the mayim achronim can get on them and that will ruin them. Mayim achronim, if it gets on food, it's gone. Obeis hilo svare, but this hilo hold. Asr lehishtamish b'shamash am ha'aretz, you're not allowed to use an ignorant waiter. B'shamash tamin chacham eno maniach pirpurim sheyesh bohem kazayas. And a waiter who knows halacha isn't going to leave over food of an olive size or greater. Elamasir asam, he's going to make sure that those are taken away. V'im nisaze hamayim agave pirpurim she'en bohem kazayas. And if the water from mayim achronim should happen to get on food smaller than an olive size, en bekach klum de pirpurim she'en bohem kazayas mutala avdan biyad. That's no great loss. They're nothing. They're crumbs. You're allowed to just throw them out. That's not a problem with wasting the food. V'halacha k'beis shamai b'zeh, and the halacha follows beis shamai in this matter, shemutr l'hishtamish b'shamas am ha'aretz, and you are allowed to use an ignorant waiter, a waiter who doesn't know the halacha. So the whole difference of opinion here is whether or not you can have a waiter who doesn't know the halacha. If you're allowed to have a waiter who doesn't know to remove the larger items of food, then you have to make sure to clear the table before mayim achronim. But if you have a waiter who knows the halacha, he'll make sure to take away the larger items of food, then you should wash mayim achronim first. So because the halacha follows beis shamai, that you are allowed to have an ignorant waiter, then you must remove the food before you wash mayim achronim. Quick look at the Tosfos Yontiv on the comment that halacha k'beis shamai b'zeh, the halacha is like beis shamai in this matter. Klomar, la'afuke b'chuhu parkinan, d'leis hilchasa k'vesayhu. This is to the exclusion of every other matter between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in this chapter, where the halacha does not follow Beis Shammai. So as a general rule, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. There are certain exceptions. This is one of those exceptions. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalid. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hei and Vav.